Hello, listeners, and thank you for tuning into the Roll One podcast. I'm your host and game master, Jake Lucas. If this is your first time, I recommend you go back and listen to the first episode. Roll One is a podcast where I play a Star Wars role-playing game with a group of New York City improvisers. Each episode builds upon each other, so it's best to begin at the beginning. For those of you who are returning, welcome back and enjoy the show.
In an effort to learn more about the dreaded Imperial weapons program, Project Firestorm, the crew of the Anshrak have handed off a shipment of spice to the information broker, Ven Ferranda. In exchange, they discovered that an old ally from the past has, for reasons unknown, been working on Project Firestorm, but has recently turned away from it and gone into hiding. Now the Anshrak flies to the planet Onderon, Adrius Bingo's last known location, in the hopes of finding her before the Empire does.
Maybe, Levo, do you think there's maybe a way you could
short
it out?
No.
Okay.
I could short it out, and I hold up a blaster. Any other ideas?
No.
I shoot it.
Cool. You shoot the power line?
Yeah.
We cut to an external shot of the city block. Everything goes out. And I'm going to flip another dark side point.
Oh, god damn it.
So, we see the city block go out, and we see a squad of stormtroopers who are walking towards the smoking ruins of swoop bikes. All of a sudden look at each other, and they see that the power's gone out. And they start talking amongst each other, and they start moving. They think something's going down.
Quick! Tell them everything's okay.
You have no idea the stormtroopers there. Yeah, this is just something for the audience.
Yeah, enough. So Jake looked at us expectantly. I was like,
bunch of dramatic.
What if I had like a comm from the stormtrooper that I killed, so maybe I hear.
Do you have your helmet on? Did you put it back on?
It's in my fruit bag.
Maybe she hears the.
Make a perception check. Difficulty 2, just to hear it coming out of the helmet. Oh, and yeah, 2 purple.
Sorry.
Zazy!
Yeah.
You start to hear something coming out of the stormtrooper helmet.
All right, so I root around in my fruit bag. Like, paw through some fruit. Yeah. And put on my helmet, and I can hear stormtrooper commotion.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of commotion in Sector 1-7. Looks like we have a body here, some smashed swoops.
Power looks like it's out, too.
Looks like swoop gangs have gotten into it. We're finding bodies here. All right, fan out. Find out who did this. Talk to the locals if need be.
I'm checking out. There's a down power line in the sewer. Looks like some animal gnawed through it. Situation normal. Getting a patch in.
Roll deception. It's gonna be difficulty 3.
Quick
moves, hon.
Everything's fine here. We're fine.
How are you?
Deception.
I don't think you have it, so it would be off of cunning.
So cunning two.
Green. Two. Yep. So 2 green, 3 purple.
3 purple.
Wow. So off of stormtroopers who are surprisingly good at figuring out lies. Don't know why.
They're trained in it.
Oh, hey. So failure and 3 threats.
Fair.
Wait a minute. Whose is this? This is a secure line.
You're breaking up.
I can hear you pretty clearly. Something about the sewers. Let's check out the sewers.
Was she beatboxing for a second there?
Not well.
It's one of the threats.
Spitting that.
Is that they're judging your beatboxing?
And then stormtroopers like walking around now.
Boots and cats.
Yeah, if I was just learning it, jeez. I'll show you a thing or two back at base. But first, let's check out these sewers.
What do you hear?
Great beatboxing. Also, I'm gonna go up top, talk to them.
So you put the helmet on when you want to go?
I might just shoot them. We'll see.
Are you telling that to us?
Yeah.
Like in character? Guys.
Well,
yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah, because we're going to have to crawl out of here one by one to come help you. So it's going to be very difficult.
What if we lure them down here?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Oh,
Bosh. Yeah, so no, we'll get outside, you meet them up there, and get them down here.
Well, no, but I mean, no reason to get extra.
Yeah, might as well have as much help as you can, right?
Fair.
Yeah. All right. Go up there, get them down here.
Do we see any corners that we can hide behind?
Yeah, there's plenty of, like, passages leading off to the spaces. Side, dark spaces. It's pretty dark down here.
How many stormtroopers do we know?
You have no idea.
Okay, so, Bosh. So there's, there is a series of pipes running overhead, and Bosh is going to hang down from them out of sight, ready to drop down.
All right. Surprise. Cool. So you're using the light side point for that. Climb up.
And for, like, you know, there's cover.
Cool.
There's cover.
Nice.
Hiding some pipes.
I'm gonna duck around a corner and train my blaster on the spot where people would come down.
Okay. And it's your hand blaster?
Yeah, the Model 80.
I mean, those were really expensive pipes. Tumas is gonna also hang from those pipes we used a light side point.
Yeah.
Just but on the other side of the ladder.
We're like both out there like looking at each other. Hey! Two of you make a stealth check with or make a combined stealth check with advantage.
I think we have always...
Yellow and a green.
You mean with a blue?
Yeah, sorry, yeah, with the blue.
Mm-hmm.
That's the combined.
That's the combined. Okay, and do we add a blue to that?
Mm-hmm.
What's the difficulty?
It's going to be difficulty against their perception 3.
Mm-hmm. Even if they're not down here yet?
I mean, for when they eventually get down here.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I'm like just basically trying, like just, right.
I like it.
I mean, if you want to,
I'm like right above the power console.
Yeah.
This is a combined check
mm-hmm. from just Tumask and Bosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you have 3 agility, right?
You have 2.
Oh,
this is just the 2 of them. I thought it was all of us. Sorry.
Oh, if it was all of us, then it would be even higher.
Like the difficulty.
Oh, that's right.
So I mean, we're all.
If it's just those 2,
yeah, just 2. All
right.
We're all trying to be stealthy.
Right, well, we'll roll our own, or the other people.
Mm. Just complete wash.
Yeah. Yep, just nothing.
Cool. Wait, what's your stealth?
1 green, 1 yellow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a rank in it.
So these two climb up on top, and they're trying to fit behind the pipes. The rest of you, Flint, you hide. You're lying down, or hiding behind a corner with your blaster ready. Yeah. What does Adrias do?
Can I lure them in by leaving, like, little stormtrooper outfit breadcrumbs? Awesome. Like, they're already coming down, and that way I don't have to pretend to be a stormtrooper. Yeah. Okay.
Hey!
Pipes dripping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're going to run up and start leaving bits of the stormtrooper armor there?
Yeah.
All right. What does Levo do?
I will do the same as Flint, just from the opposite direction.
Okay, so you're laying on the opposite side of the
game. Flank them.
Mm-hmm.
Serta is going to hide near Flint with her blaster ready. And Kartoff is going to be by Levo with the blaster rifle ready.
Mm-hmm.
So we get a shot of Adrias. She's up top. She's dropping down piece of armor, slowly getting towards the edge.
But and... Can I save the comm link? The stormtrooper comm link?
Oh, yeah, it would be in the helmet.
Okay,
so.
I'll put the helmet in my bag.
Cool. So you toss the helmet in the bag, you slide down just as the stormtroopers round the corner, and they see it.
Hey, look over there. Looks like pieces of stormtrooper armor. Something's fishy here. Let's check it out.
So now everyone is... You go running. Do you hide in any particular direction?
Can I hide with Flint, etc.?
Yep.
Like, so, yeah. Flanking opposite?
Cool. Yeah, there's Flint and Serta's on one side, and then we have Levo and Gartotha on the other.
Okay, I'll be on Flint's side.
Cool. So you come sneaking through the sewer. You just hurry, and she comes over towards you two. All of a sudden, you see that there's a light that goes down in there.
I don't see anything. Let's check it out.
One stormtrooper comes down.
Splash.
He doesn't climb. He jumps down. He lands in a crouch. And he has a light on the edge of his blaster on. Wow. And he's scanning down, scanning down. We see almost like a perspective shot of him as another stormtrooper jumps down behind him, scans down, and he looks up. Everyone make a perception or a stealth check now. The rest of the group, Adrias, Levo, Tumas.
We're making all our own.
Levo, Flint, a combined one.
Okay.
So Adrias has the highest ability with 4 agility.
Yep. I have.
Who has the most? This isn't for Bosch or Tumas.
Okay.
I have 1 in stealth.
And
1 rank?
And you have 4 agility. Right. So that's the
perfect. It's going to be difficulty 3. Whoever wants to roll.
Go for it.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Yep. They don't see us. 1 threat.
So the camera's panning with a light, and all of a sudden it sees like a lizard scale up on top, and the camera looks up, and there's Tumas and Bosch looking down.
And we're both just smiling.
Roll vigilance.
Yeah.
I don't think I should take a strain.
Ooh. Another triumph from
2 successes.
Nice.
A hot streak.
Should have taken a strain.
Okay, so we have 3 from Levo, 1 from Adriest.
2!
2
for 2!
From Tumask.
Are there any rules for getting a blue for setting an ambush?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. You all get blues. Look at that.
This is no way we'll bite you in the ass.
All of them roll blanks.
Yay!
1 extra 1 from
Fates Tumask. Are changing!
We got 3 from 3 Mosk. Flint.
3 Mosk!
0 from Flint.
Got some advantages.
Bosch?
Sorry, what are we rolling?
Vigilance. Vigilance!
Thank you.
Serta?
Landlord is.
Oh, yeah, you gotta use advantages to describe the environment.
Calling him.
We didn't do that last time.
That's true.
Yeah, Vigilance is 3 gradient.
2 from Gartatha.
2 advantages and a success from Bosch.
2 advantages and a success. I had accidentally put hero, yeah. Flint, hero. Yes, he's not.
He knows where he stands.
Yeah, he's pretty unnatural.
Call me beautiful? Are you calling me...
All right.
No context for the audience for that, guys.
They've been arguing off camera for all, or off...
About who's unnatural and who's beautiful.
This is really awkward foot scene.
Ooh, they got a triumph.
Like it's like on your face somehow.
All right. So we have hero, villain, hero. Long turns. I start splitting this party up.
Since they saw me first, they saw my lizard skin, I am going to drop down. Claws at the ready.
Cool. You drop down, you get into engaged range, you can make your melee attack.
Remember when we were going to use the advantage of the script?
Oh, did anyone want to establish anything about the environment from their advantages?
Thanks, Jake. I did not have any advantages.
Cool. Anyone else? Flint? Flint? Fletch?
Whoa.
Flunt?
Flint?
Kroos?
What is happening?
Flint Kroos?
What's going on?
Are you having a stroke? Should we call
What
ambulance?
Do you do with your advantages?
I'm not standing in poop.
Cool. All right. Anything else, anyone? Is that in character or just like a general statement about yourself?
No, I'm sitting in poop. But Flint is not standing in water.
Cool. All
whereas right. The stormtroopers might be.
Yeah. Cool. So they are possibly sitting in water.
Yeah.
And you are not. Anyone else? Anything else they want to establish?
Nope.
Cool. All right. So it's pitch black.
Give them some chance.
That is one thing I will establish from them.
Sure.
Completely pitch black.
Wait, how many advantages do we have left?
Before,
no. I have no idea.
Okay.
You rolled.
There's at least one
looking
from
originally
me,
by the light coming from like.
Right. Oh, I had 2 advantages. There's so. The ground's very slippery.
Cool, because it's wet.
Covered in sewage.
Sewage everywhere except for where Flint is standing.
That's right.
Yeah.
You found the driest patch.
Flint found a dry patch. Everywhere else is covered in a thin film of shit.
Cool. Wonderful. We'll say it's like gray jello or something. All right.
The bone jello.
So, Tumas goes then. You land down. Claws at the ready, going after the storm.
Can I try to land on one of them? Are they... they came down... There's 2 of them down there?
Yeah, there's 2 down right now.
Possibly more above.
Yep.
Okay, so I'll just drop down and charge at one of them.
Cool. That is net one failure.
Okay.
So you land, you slide, and you slash at the stormtrooper, but he manages to block your hits with his forearms. Next hero slot.
Okay. I'll take a shot. We've sat prepared, so we'll both go. What do we got? What range are we at?
It's going to be close range.
All right, and
imagine you had like very close ambush spots.
And then that's my aim.
Okay. Went across aims and fires.
Woo!
Nice.
That's a crit. I can crit twice.
Jeez. All right.
So I crit twice. I kill these guys.
Wait, how do you crit twice?
So I have, it takes two advantages to crit.
What? Crazy. Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you take two shots and you down the two stormtroopers. So the two stormtroopers go down. Next hero slot.
Okay. That's all there appear to be for now.
Yeah. I mean, there's likely more up top, but...
Sure. All right. I'll just wait until
Basha's gonna, something... Basha's going to call up top in a stormtrooper impression and say, hey, we need some help down here.
Roll deception. It's going to be difficulty 3. I'm going to give you a black dice because...
Just gonna keep pouring stormtroopers into this hole.
Yeah, it's pretty loud and chaotic, and they could probably see their people
the
just
difficulty?
Get shot. It's gonna be difficulty 3.
Ooh.
Oh no. Just barely not. Yeah. A lot of successes, a lot of failures, thank goodness.
Failures.
I have to figure out the logic of that one.
Just one failure.
Cool.
This is why they have 3 will.
you shout that very loudly. But they don't seem to be taking the bait yet. Next hero slot, anyone else? Everyone just sort of going to aim their blasters, get ready?
Yeah.
All right, so Adriest and Levo aim their blaster. Gartatha also aims his. The a stormtrooper up above... is going to hurl a grenade down.
Yep. Thank you.
Yep. Range light.
At his own friends?
He saw his people go down. Here. We have possible rebels in the sewer. Strike now. There's an ambush. Hurl a grenade down, point blank. At you two, Moss, since you were the nearest one. Rebels. Not the Rebel Alliance. So it's a success. So just a straight success. So 8 damage to 2 mosques. A beeping grenade falls through the hole. Thank you. You barely dive out of the way. Thank you. The stormtroopers are not going to head in. They're going to instead start radioing back to base. So you hear over the headset,
we have rebels in the sewer. We're going to need backup. Block all entrances as possible. We're going to need more help.
After that, everyone
hears Leo's slot.
Leo's like, we should probably leave.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, I'll follow you that way.
Shall we? And like, you start taking off down...
Grab Gartatha, yeah, and like grab Bosch and Tumask and try to leave.
So I will say, because you guys are on the opposite side of the entryway,
yep.
Do you try to find a way together? Or like, do you run across the way, or do you hopefully try to meet up somewhere in the sewers?
I mean, I'll take some strangers to catch up with them so that we don't split up.
I mean, like, will you run past the open manhole?
I'll fire some covering fire through the crate.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Cool. That's a good point.
All right, so you fire some covering fire.
Can I,
you
just for fun, blindly fire up through it as I run by?
Sure.
I won't even roll. I probably don't hit anything, and I don't care.
So we say there's blast fire. The stormtroopers go diving for cover,
yeah.
And you all go running deeper into the sewers.
Cool.
So you guys are now running through the sewers. What do you do?
Just stop for a second.
Yeah, we all stop and collect ourselves after like a quarter mile.
We're stuck on a planet beneath Imperial security. They know we're here, and we're lost in a sewer.
And we cut the power to the only people that we had hoped would help us.
Oh yeah, that. Yeah, also that. So things are looking up.
Oh.
Maybe whoever's attention we were trying to attract will show up.
I think all they're going to find is a pile of stormtroopers.
Oh, John's grabbing for the lightside point.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully the people that we cut the power come looking to see why their power is cut.
Cool. All right. So you flip the lights at point. We'll that'll come to pass soon.
We can find somewhere out of the way, lay low for a minute, maybe let them tie themselves out looking for us if we can hide well enough.
We still got a comm, so are we still in...
True. It should be a lot easier to avoid patrols and search parties if we're kept in the communications.
We'll try and keep moving.
I would like to try to remove the comm from the helmet so she doesn't have to, Adrius doesn't have to keep the helmet with her. Unless you want to hold on to the helmet.
You know, we could probably find a use for the helmet.
I could probably do something like that, right?
Sure, you can make a mechanic check.
Yeah.
It's very thoughtful.
It's going to be difficulty, too, to rip out the comic. You fail. You destroy the comic when you kept pulling it out. Oh,
bitch. Obligation days, man.
I don't think I'm going to let you do any work on the Fiona. Oh.
He's just having an off day. But also, this isn't making Leo feel particularly good about the whole putting a disc in his head thing.
Let me try.
No, not the time. Don't need it right now.
So you now have no tap into the Imperial communications. You're in the middle of the sewers.
Well, let's just keep moving for now.
You hear in the distance stormtroopers, their voices and footsteps echoing through the tunnels.
Moving seems good.
Yeah, let's see if we can move quietly.
I mean, I still have my binoculars.
Just want to reiterate, why didn't we see something? I was sorry.
Because there's a never-ending supply of them, and there's not a never-ending supply of us.
Wow, a never-ending supply of them?
Yeah.
Relatively.
Possibly.
Jesus. Comparatively, yes.
They called in reinforcements. There's a Star Destroyer in orbit.
Yeah, boy.
So how's the gang going to get out of this one, folks?
I think we need to do the outro to this episode in like Waylon Jennings' voice from Dukes of Hazzard.
It's been a hard day.
The crew, the Onstrike, really got themselves in some kind of a pickle this time.
Now how they gonna get out of this one?
How they gonna get themselves out of this one?
Well, the episode's not over yet, so
jump the General Lee right over Alderaan.
Good thing we'll always have Alderaan.
Good thing we'll always have Alderaan.
We talked to a guy that gave you your comm stuff. He was a bartender. He had a hole in his shoulder.
Don't trust anything he says. He's a liar and a cheat.
He may be a liar and a cheat, but he seems like he's carrying a torch for you. If you know what I mean?
Absolutely not. He turned me into the Empire yesterday, so.
Oh my god, I know exactly how that feels. Let me know if you need help killing him.
Thank you, I appreciate that. I'll absolutely take you up on that.
Moving on. We need to get out of here and keep moving and find something, anything, some kind of trace of where we are.
Maybe even the outskirts of the city.
Well, maybe, I mean, why don't we take a lemon and make some lemonade and try to get closer to the starport?
I mean, we don't see any more of that graffiti down here, do we?
None yet.
Mm. We might be able to literally get underneath the starport.
Are any of these wires that we see, can you tap into them and find out some sort of schematic around the sewer system?
Would there be a data line running along the sewer system?
Possibly make a mechanics check to figure them all out.
Buddy.
What could go wrong?
It'd be difficulty too.
Gosh.
Now I found your weakness.
But your
dice
strength.
Rolls.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. There is one blank side on a yellow. And you have
consistently
rolled
it
4 times.
Normally, he used up all of his triumphs, though, for like every single computer roll he's ever made.
And just seeing if it's weighted.
Tumask is checking all the pipes and the wiring, seeing if there's any sort of like way to tell which way's which, and fortunately, you have no insight on the issue.
Ah.
Imagine there's a bunch of like scenes of us just like wandering the sewers, just like looking around.
Make a stealth check to avoid the stormtroopers. Yeah. Group stealth check. So I know Adrius has the highest agility.
Yeah.
So 4-1 green and then 1 like stealth.
Yeah. Nothing is stealth.
And then what's the difficulty?
It's gonna be difficulty 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we gotta also do the purple.
Oh boy.
Awesome. You gotta do the hard ones.
3 successes.
Yeah.
And
so 2
1
successes.
Threat.
Two success, one.
So you, as you're moving, you're able to stay just ahead of the stormtroopers the entire time.
We're still just wandering around.
Well, is there? Can we make some sort of check to see if we can tell what direction we've been heading in?
We'll say that threat is you're completely lost.
Yeah. Very good.
Well,
Adrius, you know the city, yeah?
I know it above ground.
Right. My thought might be that maybe we could poke someone's head up out of a manhole cover and see if we know where we are. Get our bearings in the city. You're the only one that knows the city, so.
It's not a bad idea. Especially if I could get away with wearing the helmet briefly.
Yeah, sure.
A stormtrooper head poking up out of a manhole. If you think that's the right way to go, you know the city far better than I. I don't know the...
Well, apparently they're looking for people in the sewer, so it wouldn't be that unusual, would it?
I don't know.
I'm talking about us.
What would we need to roll to find a manhole cover?
You don't need to roll anything. It's pretty... Routes. Yeah, there's plenty of rounds. You're able to find them.
Okay. So I stand on... Do I need to stand on someone's shoulder?
There's a ladder.
A ladder. Put the helmet on my head.
It opens up sort of like a... it's like a four angled fins almost into each other, and they go... Shh.
The manhole?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So it opens up. It's all fancy.
Very.
And you look up.
It's like slowly.
And...
My head. Oh.
You're standing right by two... There's two stormtroopers standing right over the manhole cover there, not looking yet.
Both beatboxing.
Yeah. One's like, no. Say bored to be clever, too clever, to be too clever.
I'm sorry, what? Want me to say what?
When you say it, born to be clever, to be too clever. So it's born to be clever, too clever, to be too clever, to be clever, to be too clever.
Are those like the lyrics to the song? Or
it's something besides boots and cats. You need to stop doing boots and cats.
Well, I like boots and I like cats. I've got three cats.
Well, you should be more clever about it.
So I close it and sneak back down.
Shh, closes down. You walk back down.
What are the odds that the street that I saw was the street that Grievous bar is on?
Do you want to say it's that one? You could use a lightside point to manage to say you track down a Grievous place.
I don't know if I want to use a lightside point for that.
That's fine.
No? All right. We'd be fine with it.
All right.
So you're saying that one in particular is the way to Grievous, or do you find a way out that leads you to Grievous?
I recognize the street as being the street that his bar is on.
Perfect. It is.
Uh-huh.
That's fantastic. Do you think that we could follow these tunnels that we're in now in the correct direction to find either somewhere safe that you might know or the starport itself that we could break into?
If the tunnels follow the same route as the streets, I think so. But I can't guarantee that we won't be passing stormtroopers to get there.
Right.
Try not to, I guess.
Well, let's head towards the port, I guess. Does that sound good to everyone?
Wait, so you're heading to the port?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The starport.
Cool.
So the sewer system.
Cool. You head through the sewer system. You're able to exit near the starport itself. You're not inside the starport. The sewer doesn't seem to connect inside the starport.
A filthy place.
Yeah.
A hive of scum and villainy?
No, just scum.
You managed to crawl...
That's where we just came from.
Yeah. Using that self-check from earlier, you managed to crawl out undetected, and you're in sort of just the streets near the starport.
Smelling like shit.
Yeah, you smell awful.
Like, what is it? Poodle. Poodle! Sweat, Sebulba.
Well, I'm glad I don't smell things.
So, what do? You're now up topside. Stormtroopers are still searching the sewers, and you know that they have the starport under tight lock and key.
There was some talk of you slicing into a security checkpoint.
Yeah, if you want to do that, we can make a distraction now.
This one can definitely hack in, or slice in, if you will. We just have to find an unoccupied terminal, which the stormtroopers are probably out. Scouting anyway.
Maybe this is a cultural thing. Is hacking like a Trandoshan euphemism for slicing? Like an idiom?
No. There's not a lot of Trans-Ocean slicers. It's just something I picked up on the underweb.
Okay. cool.
This one's pretty sure he's the only Transocean slicer.
Ever?
This one's the only one.
Oh, you checked.
So I feel like we fuck it, right? We find an unmanned security terminal.
That light side point is going to be finding to be able to find one. You could find a lightly guarded one, no problem. Because of so many guards checking the sewers and being on high alert, they had to pull guards from places.
Yeah.
So you walk through the streets and you do see a lightly guarded security station at an intersection.
Okay.
There's 6 stormtroopers in total.
That's a light?
Yeah, there's 12 in the previous one.
Wow.
Hum.
There's like a...
Flint, you were mentioning now's the time for a decoy.
Yes, I was. Well?
And Bosch just sort of looks at Flint and Tumusk and smiles, and he's got a grenade in each hand.
There's a high likelihood of you destroying the security terminal.
Oh.
Believe me, I really want that.
Yeah.
We could make a distraction
down the street.
Yeah,
make a distraction, some sort of loud
All of
noise.
A sudden, you hear, "Hey, you!" You turn over and you see the homeless man from earlier, and he's pointing at you, Bosch. This is the really close to the intersection from previous.
Yeah.
You, I found out some information.
Ooh,
come over here.
Okay, great. Yeah,
he waves you over.
Yeah, I chill here a second. And
I scoot
over to the homeless guy.
Maybe this will provide a decoy. I don't know.
So the homeless guy leans in. Hey, okay, so I found out about that Adrieste you're looking for.
Oh,
turns out the entire city's looking for her.
Yeah, we got that.
They think she's in the sewers.
Good to know.
So, told me there's going to be more credits and food?
Yeah. And I give him the rest of my food bars and another 50 credits.
Aww. 50 credits? Oh, thanks.
Hey, just go get a place to sleep tonight.
All right. I mean, there's kind of a place I sleep. Kind of place I like to hide out in and lay low.
Was it a little bit under the radar?
Yeah.
You think maybe I could bring some friends of mine by later just for tonight?
I haven't cleaned the place up, but sure.
Oh, it's fine.
Don't
take this the wrong way. I wasn't expecting 5-star accommodations.
Wow, okay.
It's like, I don't mean that in a judging way.
No, it's fine.
If
your place, friends are looking for a place to hang out and lay low, mi casa es su casa.
We'll bring dinner.
Jake, awesome. Which alien language is that from?
It's Spanish?
All right, cool. Just wanted to know. So is that a Twi'lek expression?
You should see it when it's spelled, though, man. Super weird.
So many apostrophes.
Lots of apostrophes. Lots of H's.
Yep.
In places you wouldn't expect.
So, Bosch, you get that news. You run over to everyone else.
Yeah. Guys, I think I know where we can lay low for a few hours while this all blows over. I made a friend.
Okay.
Gartatha growls and like rolls
Why
his eyes.
Am I both reassured and worried?
Because this has gone both poorly and well in the past.
Super fair. Okay.
I'm willing to do anything that doesn't involve getting the attention of 6 stormtroopers. So, I know, Tumask, you really want to do this, but I could use a rest. And then we can make a real plan to get these people away from their terminal.
See, that's what we've needed. A plan.
You what?
Very funny.
Hey, are you guys coming or not?
Yeah.
Tumask like shrugs his shoulders and kind of agrees. He's a little weak.
Aww. So the rest of you go slinking off into the alleyway following this homeless man?
Yeah. Is there like a pizza place on the way we can grab something to bring with us? Or?
Sure. You pick up some food along the way.
Okay.
And I think we're going to end
some
the session
milk.
There tonight.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Roll One. If you enjoyed listening, please rate us on iTunes and, most importantly, tell your friends about us. Also, follow us on Facebook or on Twitter at Roll One Podcast. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, shoot us an email at roll1podcast@gmail.com. Levo 3 is played by Tom Wilson, who can be found on Instagram with the name IMTDubs. Bosch Trebia is played by Evan Boshi, who can be found on Twitter at BoshTunes. Flint Cross is played by Alfonso Giansanti II, who can be found on Instagram with the name Fonzalicious. Tumask is played by John Barcello, who can be found on Instagram with the name John Barcello. Adrias Bingo is played by Carolyn Cox, who can be found on Twitter at Cox_Caro. Roll One is produced and game mastered by Jake Lucas, who can be found on Twitter at Jake A. Lucas, or on stage with his sketch team Candy Ass at the People's Improv Theater. The Star Wars Edge of the Empire, Age of Rebellion, and Force and Destiny role-playing games belong to Lucas Books and Fantasy Flight Games. All music is by Nerd Salad, who can be found on Facebook or on Twitter at Nerd Salad. Stay tuned for the next thrilling episode of Roll One. Until then, we'll always have Alderaan.